Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Politics is getting under my skin. I will be glad when the year 2016 is over. It's bad enough when our federal government steals our money, but to have it beat down our throats day after day is too much. The Department of Homeland Security places hundreds of employees on administrative leave, but continues to pay them their regular salary. For some, it's as long as 3 years, kind of like a 3-year paid vacation. Our federal debt continues to rise over $2 trillion since President Obama took office. Once they get to Washington, D.C., money does not mean anything. On a smaller scale, Michelle Obama takes her two daughters to Hawaii for a vacation, and it costs us taxpayers $300,000 plus. Congress is no better. They approve of almost every spending bill that is proposed. The Veterans Administration is rampant with fraud, and our veterans suffer. We were warned as early as George Washington about the possibility of corruption and waste in our federal government. No wonder my slogan that politicians and diapers need to be changed often and for the same reason is so appropriate year after year. None of us can run our household and with the expenses the way our government handles our tax dollars. If we did, the bankruptcy courts would have a logjam. Speaking of a logjam, but on a different subject, our southern border is a mess, and our current government will not do anything about it. Crime is rampant in this state, and now it has just been announced that Governor Brown will release more criminals into our society. His initiative will give parole eligibility to any felon in prison for the conviction of a nonviolent felony, including grand theft, drug trafficking, residential burglary, assault, assault with a deadly weapon, assault on a police officer, exploding a destructive device, and arson, regardless of their prior convictions. In addition to his initiative, it would authorize the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations to award good time credits to the sentence of any inmate in prison. I don't know about you, but after reading about what our governor wants to do, and closing of Guantanamo Bay, it makes me sick. I want to leave you with a point to ponder, but on an entirely different subject. I spent 4 years at Humboldt State University and graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. My favorite subject in class was in forensics. It was taught by Milton Dobkin. We lost him just recently, and I, for one, will miss him greatly. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.